Blog Talk Radio.
The dude, I'm just trying to give hay. Hey, just a beautiful day. Crave for some cereal, but Pooh ate the flake. Throw an omelet on the plate. Shot can't rest on the back. In the sun, I make it rain.
It's like the sunset at a beach with a freak.
Took the dead elementary, trying to get a peek.
Over cruising the breeze, bumping Al Green. With my sunroof, crack bucket seat on lean. Life is a canvas, and the sun is a splash of Da Vinci. A dash of the Izzy to keep the ladies in tune with what I gotta say. Paint the world gold on this beautiful day.
I'm still high as shit. Still can't tell which Nina Sky is which. Still trying to find my pitch. I call you my, yeah, but never my boo. I get inspired by the weed too. Fake crews, the choice is yours, now choose. I pay dues, I play to pay dues. Fuck the A-list, I was never one for school. The mood swings, he ain't a slouch. A living legend in the making, they called him a grouch. He opened his mouth and words came out. On a beautiful day, the paper boys in route. On my GT bike, Dogtown is south. Side of Santa Monica to Venice Beach. My people is wild, and it's a perfect day. Keeping a smile. You and I both know.
Now put your glasses up. You can roll it up. You can drink to this. You can smoke to this. You can roll to this. Put your window down and bump the sound through any hood. It feels good.
Just a beautiful day.
Yeah, so good.
Just a beautiful day.
Yeah, so good.
It's just a beautiful day.
Just pump it up and just vibe.
Lady Flavor, are you there? I'm not sure if we're having technical difficulties or not. I'm not sure if I'm on the air or not. But if not, Lady Flavor's not here, I'm going to go ahead and play another track, taking it back down south, back home, to the Rebirth Brass Band, Do What You Wanna.
Yeah. What you want?
Yeah, that was the Rebirth Brass Band. Do what you wanna. Gotta support that NO for the Saints bringing home their world championship. You know, you saw the game. You saw Drew Breezy do his thing. Yo, Flavor, you there? I guess Lady Flavor not here with us tonight. I don't know why I can't hear her, ladies and gentlemen, but we gonna keep it going. We gonna keep it going. We gonna keep it right there with the Rebirth Brass Band with It Ain't My Fault.
Thank you. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh. I have no idea what was going on. I was like talking away and like nothing, I guess. I could hear you talking.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the deal was going on, but I was getting my, you know what I'm saying, in the Mardi Gras. I'm bringing Mardi Gras in early, like the Saints brought that championship home. So, you know, I'm getting my brass on tonight.
I see that. I don't blame you.
So you know what I'm saying? That call-in number is area code 347-857-1189. So go and hit us up if you're feeling it. Get your umbrellas out because I still got a couple of more pieces that I'm going to play. You know what I'm saying? With brass and New Orleans and getting that Mardi Gras feel going on and that feel-good spirit. So go and get your umbrellas out. You know what I'm saying? If you want just jig or whatever. We're going to do that and, you know, and talk about any other things that might go on. I know we haven't been on the air a couple of days, but I want to personally send a get well soon to Papa Koshi. You know what I'm saying? If he's listening, want to get a speedy recovery and, But, you know, I've been taking enough, so I'm going to let Flavor go ahead and get a soapbox in.
Well, as LA said, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you.
Okay. So, as LA said, you know, we missed last Wednesday and we missed Sunday. Well, Sunday, of course, was due to Super Bowl, but last Wednesday I found out that my father had a cancerous tumor, and he's in Colorado living with my brother now. And so he just had surgery yesterday, and he is doing well. He's home recovering. They'll be testing the mass that they took out of him, and then he'll be going back in about 3 weeks to have more tests run to make sure that the cancer hasn't spread anywhere else. But he sounds really good, and all of that. My brother and sister-in-law are taking great care of him. It's hard because I'm a daddy's girl, and he's been with me my whole life up until last February when he made the move out there with my brother. But I'm very, very blessed to have had him, you know, for at least 48 years of my life. So can't complain, just a little hard having daddy down. The other thing I thought I would throw out there is, you know, I had the opportunity last Friday to be a part of an amazing panel on Soul City Radio. I want to thank Dwayne Alston for giving me the honor to sit on this panel talking about indie artists. And on the panel was Terry Bellows from the International Soul Summit and an artist by the name of Jay Soul, a.k.a. Black Sinatra. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play a piece from Jay Soul. This piece is called Potential.
Potential. I see it. You see it too? feeling apprehensive
about it.
This something can be so expensive,
but you,
you've got to hang it from the start, girl. Cause only time can mend a broken heart,
baby.
No need to worry,
baby.
I'll take my time,
honey.
Show me your heart,
girl.
And I'll show you mine.
Tell me
just what you like,
and
I'll try to make it
better for you, girl.
Cause I know it when I see it.
Ooh, girl, girl,
yeah.
You should know,
you should know.
Potential by J Soul out of Baltimore, Maryland, featuring E. Roberson and Substantial. It was a pleasure being on this panel with that young man. And as I said, Terry Bellows from the International Soul Summit. Out of that panel, I actually was invited, all of us were invited to come down to Atlanta for the International Soul Summit, which is taking place August 19th through the 22nd. So I'm going to definitely try to get down there. And as I'm on a roll, I also have a big, give a big shout out to April Sims out there in Washington, D.C. She was out here in Seattle for a business conference, and I had the pleasure of having her stay with me and my family for a couple days due to the snow in Washington, D.C. So I have to tell you, you know, I know she wanted to get home to her family, but for me it was a blessing to be able to be in the presence of this great woman. So, you know, the East and West came together, and we put our heads together, and we're going to be working on some special projects coming up in 2010. So, anyway, so what's up, L.A.?
I ain't nothing, just getting over this hump day. That's about it, you know what I'm saying? Looking forward to the home stretch, you know? So, as far as me, it was another, you know, another work day, you know, and another day in the neighborhood. But, you know, like I say, just ready to get over this hump day and, you know, just looking forward to the weekend and what have you. And I'm not sure, are you working this weekend?
I am working this weekend, and I'm wondering if it's actually going to be a longer weekend than normal. Usually they don't even tell me until I get there if I'm working until Monday morning, so it may be a four, you know, day shift for me, but
we'll see.
We
almost forgot, you know, it's Valentine's Day this weekend.
I know. Hey, my Valentines are going to be my kids at work, huh?
Gotta love it.
That's all right. That's all right. There's going to be, I'm thinking there's going to be two new kids because New Year's, two of my kids moved out. So I'm assuming that they moved two new kids in. So it'll be interesting to see if that happened and to get to know those two young people. So, yeah, I'm cool about going to work.
I hear you. So how
today,
was
Ms. Kim, huh?
So how did you spend, you know, Super Bowl? Was it a big
Oh, Super Bowl?
Oh, see how
you should have been over here because, well, April and I were upstairs being, you know, the older, you know, quiet adults. We did have the Super Bowl on, you know, but we were talking, you know, shop and, you know, both on our laptops. And then my son brought over the barrel barbecue, and, you know, he got busy with the chicken and ribs and shrimp and all of that, and, you know, had the drink going and this and that. Dwight started out cool, and shoot, by the time, you know, Super Bowl was over, he was, you know, a little bit obnoxious. He was, like, threatening to hunt down a Mr. Davis in New Orleans, who told him he wouldn't amount to anything and that there would never be a black president and that the Saints would never win the Super Bowl. And, you know, my son's a physician's assistant and all, and he's back in school going for his doctorate, so he wants to just go slam Mr. Davis in New Orleans. So, Mr. Davis, if you're listening, please hide from my son, Dwight, because he's ready to get at you. But
He was just a little soft up, that's all. He was just
He was a little soft up. You know, I said, April, I hope, you know, I tried to warn you about my children, you know, but she's like, oh, you know, you haven't met my family yet, so it was fun. It was fun.
Good. That's great. So you want to get back into some more music? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
How you want to do it? I just want to get this, you know, Lisa's, you know, Black Aries is in the works on some project in the works for doing something in this upcoming April. So without further ado, you know, I might as well play this Breakthrough by Black Aries. Black Aries, once again, consists of Unum Set and LaRue. Right here out of the 206, Seattle, Washington.
It's about that time that the town get it just due. Sweet 16, yeah, bitches. I'm a bust two into the industry sheet. Can we bust through plenty of stages and mics? I'd like to touch two aside from the 15 minutes of fame. Whips, honey dips, and immaculate brains. All things in moderation when I'm blazing the chain. But with the new mouth to feed, now I'm stacking the chain. Acting deranged on a quest to get paid. No question. My type style labels renegade. Like Mick Jagger on a Tokyo stage. My main mission, leave a bully amazed. I step the beats with my bullyish waves and mac the beat like I was trying to get laid. Feel my pain, partner. A bit sharper when it comes to the skills. I'm your man if you weren't and it real. I can't lie to you. Folks be like, yo, kid, we really want you to chill. These suckin' cats, they don't want me to build. I kick it live to them. Bring the fire to them. Chicken heads with open legs. Yep, I bring the fry to them. Omar, HBO, bring the Y to them. I peep the madness taking over the game. If you don't understand, I come to explain. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. Aries. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. When I say Aries, y'all say black. Aries black. Aries black. I got that hot grease. None can stop me. I'm copy. Imitator but never copy. I'm concrete. Intimidate them all like Nazis. The God speaks. Burn them to the bean like coffee. They own me. To the bone like raw meat. I'm all street. Look me up in Prince and call me. You got all weak. Open the blinds. They been all sleep. Faking the folk like Ted DiBiase. Trying to look flossy. Trying to talk bossy. Eat them like coffee. Haters get them off me. Line them like Yahtzee. One by another. Just like America. According to color. Born in the gutter. Boy in his mother. Top that there's more in this world to discover. Vita got it done up. Then I added my 10 cents. Rue got the whole town burning like incense. Had it since an infant. Got it at inches. Sugar Shane. Right off the brain, he admits it. You a lame. Like that tally spits it. You a shame. Cause you are not enough to walk black. When I say black, y'all say Aries black. Aries black. Aries. When I say black, y'all say Aries black.
That was Breakthrough by Black Aries. Get them set and LaRue right here from the 206 Seattle, Washington.
So Flavor.
You know what I've been thinking? I talked to one of my partners, you know, from back home. So I've been getting a lot of phone calls, you know, from back home, you know, and whatnot since the the Saints won. And you know, this time of year, I forgot all about it. It's King Cake time. And he told me, and man, it just sent back so many memories of the King Cake, man, and what I get.
So is somebody going to send you one?
I don't know, but man, if somebody out there listening, man, send a King Cake, man, good moist sweet King Cake flavor with a glass of that milk. Oh, my goodness. Oh, let me tell you. But yeah, man, he told me he had a whole, he said, man, I ate a whole King Cake the other day.
Ooh.
Man, he said, man, I was so hungry, I almost ate the baby.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. That's funny.
Well, you are the chase. But yeah, so what do you think, so, you know, how did you and April watch any of the game, or how did y'all, you know, take
Well, it? I mean, it was on, and we paid attention to some of it. We were a little disappointed in, Queen Latifah, you know, singing. You know, of course, we noticed that part of it.
Oh,
and, you know, goodness.
Why are you doing that to Queen?
Well, you know, even Carrie Underwood, I wasn't impressed with, so... Yeah, and, you know, the Who and whatever, you know, so.
Oh,
yeah, that was,
Back to the game.
You see what we paid attention to, huh?
Yeah.
The colors and the music. Oh, it's so pretty.
Yeah, but big shout out to them Saints, man, for bringing it home, man, and the whole state of Louisiana, and especially New Orleans, no doubt, because it's going to be a big party from here until who knows. Who knows? Because, you know, a party is no party like a party on Bourbon Street, so, you know. So I can imagine the alcohol content in New Orleans was going to be off the meat rack.
Probably so.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah. But you know what? It's so deserving. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What can I say? What can I say? My son, you know, when he went back home to New Orleans, because he's my adopted son, so he's from New Orleans, and, you know, he brought back pictures, you know, of the where he came from and, you know, his people and all of that down there, and it's still not rebuilt, you know? He's like, that used to be my uncle's house over there, and, you know, and this and that, and it's like, you know, man. My kids and I, we talk about that to this day, you know, how... You know, New Orleans has not, you know, and many other parts of the country have not been rebuilt yet, so.
So how are the grandkids? How the grandkids? How are the grandkids today?
Well, Kimora kept me busy today. You know, she's, for the, some reason, as you witnessed yesterday, she's just not wanting to go right to sleep, but at least she's not climbing out of her bed like she normally does. So the last 2 days, it's been like taking her an hour or so to go to sleep, and then Amira's out there right now. Brittany's corralling her, so they're good. You know, on Friday I got to go down to my grandson EJ's school for Grandparents Day, so that was really cool. That
That's
you know
cool.
he wanted me down there, so yeah,
that was cool.
That was exciting. And just recently I went down to Puyallup also to you know, watch him perform in the orchestra concert or whatever. He plays the viola,
so
that was nice too. Yeah, I really enjoy, you know, being involved with my grandchildren. So, and yesterday I enjoyed, you know, the time with you and Yidam. You know, I wish that people could hear, you know, Yidam freestyling for us, you know, because that was fun. Brittany and I were talking about that today, so. Maybe we can get Yidam to come back on the show sometime. He could freestyle for the people. So, yeah. Stay tuned to flavanews.com. And, yeah, we've got something in the works coming out this spring. So, and, you know, again, I'm going to put it out there. You know, my 50th birthday is coming up, July 10th. The venue's reserved. And I have decided, you know, didn't really talk to L.A. too much about it, but I have decided I am going to make my 50th birthday a fundraiser for the Flava News in the Artist Financial Foundation. I am really, really big on somehow building a grant base or scholarship base to help indie artists complete projects. And I know that a lot of their struggles is financial. Now, we probably, you know, in the beginning, we won't be able to give out too big of grants, you know, but I want to start that. And so I decided with my 50th birthday that that's what I'm going to push for with that particular showcase. So if you are an artist out there, spoken word, hip-hop, R&B, you know, poetry, you are welcome to get at me and, you know, talk about being put on the list of people that are going to perform at that showcase. So, anyway, just thought I'd put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I like talking about my 50th birthday, so, you know.
So how can they get in touch with you, Flavor Bar, you know, if they wanted to get in touch with you?
Okay, so I would honestly say probably the best email. I'm having a lot of issues with my Yahoo. So right now I'm not working off of any of my Yahoos. If it's business, I don't want to be added to any mass email lists on this particular email, but if it's business related, you can email me at ladyflava@flavanews.com. If you just, you know, have to put me on a mass email list, I would prefer that you use flavanews@live.com. And somehow I think that I'll probably eventually be weeding out the Yahoos that I've got. If you want to be heard on the Mosaic Show, then we do have a Flava News, the Mosaic Show at flavanews.com, and we also have the Mosaic Show 206 at gmail.com. So send us your MP3 tracks and your artist bios, and we will definitely, you know, take you into consideration in putting you in the rotation here on the Mosaic Show. With that said, I do have another.
Wait, hold on. One more thing to add to that, ladies and gentlemen. Flavor, aren't you tweeting now?
Oh, well, I'm trying to tweet. You know, an artist friend of mine, Byron, out of California by way of Switzerland, talked me into joining Twitter. And, you know, I only got like 99 friends or something like that on Twitter. And, you know, as far as I can tell, nobody's following me, like really following me, except Sen, you know, which, you know, we love you, Sen. And, you know, so I've been on Facebook trying to beg people to come follow me. You know, a few people have added me or asked me to add them, and so they're there, you know, but, you know. And then I respond to people's, like, Twitter stuff and no response back. So I don't really get the Twitter thing, you know, but April was like, Flava, you got to twit, you know, or tweet, or see, I don't even know what the proper terminology for it is. So, yes, I'm on Twitter, and it's, you know, www.twitter.com/FlavaNews. So that's where you can find Lady Flava, and, you know, if somebody comes and chats with me, then, you know, maybe I'll put something of some substance up there. But, you know, what I don't like about Twitter is you can't put too many words, so you're, like, really kind of limited, you know. So, and then I think people who on Twitter speak their own language, because I read the stuff and I'm like, what are they saying? You know, I just don't get it. So, yeah, Sen says she's going to help me. And, yeah, we'll see. I'm not a fan of it yet. I've been, you know, on Twitter for six months or something, and I don't like it. But, you know, hey, I told April I would try it for a week, so, you know, I'm trying it. Super Bowl Sunday was, like, my big day of trying and, you know, keeping my Twitter open and whatever. So, yeah, yeah, but anyway, and I've been neglecting my social network over at www.flavanews.ning.com, and so I promise everybody I'm going to get back over there and kind of update all of you with where we're at and this and that, and, you know, really go for a push on those that are serious, you know, about getting out there and really wanting to make it work. What I'm noticing, and with some of the artists, you know, that I know or affiliated with, they kind of get in the way of themselves from being able to move forward. And so, and the reality is Lady Flava has hurt a few artists' feelings, you know, out there. So, you know, I've been putting some questions out there, you know, how thick is your skin if you're an indie artist, or what is it that you need, you know, as far as support to succeed? You know, what are you willing to invest in, you know, to have your talents, you know, pushed out there, you know, to help your growth as an artist? So just some things, you know, that I'm just really kind of curious. You know, I sit back and I watch you guys all the time, and you may not realize it, just to see how you present yourself online, you know, on the different sites and this and that, and, you know, who's got the real hustle, who's making some moves to make their world work as an indie artist. You know, I know that Sen's out there, she's really been doing the research and you know, trying to, you know, figure this out. I know that Verbal Skills has been going around Blog Talk, you know, sharing of his talents, his stories, you know, really pushing his book, you know, and so anyway, you know, I think that, you know, people just really, really need to think about this. That's one of the things that April and I talked about, you know, who's really serious about, you know, what they're doing, who has a quality product, who is a quality product, and, you know, who's making moves. And so, yeah, I'll be getting over on, you know, Flava News and, you know, putting out some blogs about that. So with that said, I'm going to play a track from another indie artist out of California. He contacted me after he heard me on the panel on Soul City Radio last Friday. His name is Robert G. And I told Robert G. that when I heard his music, this made Lady Flava want to fall in love again. So with that said, I want to play. I want to play. Oh, hush, hush, hush. I'm going to play his track called I Really Miss Your Love.
Been sitting on the side of my bed, just staring, glaring at the place where you laid your head. I'm looking at the clock as lonely hours pass me by, but you're not here and I don't even know the reason why. All I know is if you're not alone. Oh, oh, oh.
Couldn't handle that.
Mm. And I can't go out like that, but I
G out of Los Angeles, California, with his piece called I Really Miss Your Love. You know, Robert
right.
actually said he may try to come to Seattle for my 50th birthday.
Okay, I can make that happen. I want I have one question for you.
What's that?
When you was listening to that song and you was thinking about the Prince of Cigarette Tea, did they have leopard print on?
Well, I had leopard print on.
Oh, they didn't have leopard print on?
Well, you know.
Anyway, we leave that for you. We leave that for you. Don't tell me.
I have to tell you a funny story. So, you know, when April came to stay, she was so very, very tired because she didn't get much sleep the night before. So, you know, she had only been at my house a couple hours and girlfriend was starting to nod off on the couch. So I'm like, you know, go lay down. You know, and I gave up my room for her and this and that and, you know, told her to go lay down. So I slept on the couch and it's so funny. She says she woke up kind of frozen, like, where am I?
Yeah.
And then she was like, she looked around and saw all the leopard prints. She's like, okay, I'm at Flava's.
The leopard print.
Hey, what can I say? It's my thing, okay?
I know.
It is my thing. I got even leopard print pencils. You know, I'm like, anything. You know, I told you my grandson gave me this little piece of really fuzzy, warm material. That's leopard print. Hey, I was just happy as a pie, you know, or happy as a lamb, or happy as a something. So, anyway, we've only got 10 minutes left, and I know you want to play some more Mardi Gras music.
Oh, you put me on the spot like that way. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, you know, hey, Verbal, yeah. Are you listening? I know you've fallen asleep over there, Verbal, in South Carolina. You know, I could remind Verbal of something.
No, see, look, come on now. Why you don't?
Okay, so you better go play your Mardi Gras music.
I'm not saying no pieces.
Okay, so go play your Mardi Gras music.
I will play my Mardi Gras music. We go take it back to when the Saints go marching in. How you love that?
You want me to sing? No.
You're going to mess up my thing. Hold on 1 second. Let me get it right. Just had it. Here we go. MP3s, WAV files, whatnot. And like I said, get well soon to Pops Koshy. And continue on Sports Flavor News and Endeavors. And stay tuned and tune in to check us out on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, Flavor, boom, back at you.
Okay. Again, like L.A. said, you know, we want to thank everyone who listens to Flavor News, whether you come in live in the chat room or listen live, whether you come back and listen to our archives. As we share about your talents, I ask that you share about us. You can follow me, Lady Flavor, on Twitter under Flavor News. You can find me on Facebook under Flavor News. I actually would really encourage you to go check out two artists that I posted on my Flavor News on Facebook. They are two artists that used to perform every Friday on my stage at Flavor Coffee House, and I'm trying real hard to get them to send me some MP3 tracks so I can share with them, but you can at least go and check them out on my Facebook page or go check them out on Reverb Nation. And, you know, I invite anybody who's an artist or a fan of the arts to join our social network over at www.flavornews.ning.com. We also have a Flavor News Society group page on Facebook. So come join us. Bookmark www.flavornews.com and stay up with what we're doing. Thank you so much for your support and have a great evening.